Proclamation number 5227 of 5th of October, 1951. Living water. Source: pure and clear. The water gushes forth pure and clear from the spring, and it will also initially wash away everything impure in its course and therefore remain clear and pure as long as it is not willfully polluted, because water has the property of purifying what does not escape its influence. But the course of the water is prescribed to flow as a stream, to refresh people, animals and plants, and it will always remain a refreshment according to God's will, as long as the stream flows in God's free nature, unclouded and constantly renewing itself through the inexhaustible spring. But the brook can very easily be clouded by an influx of filth, and that the further it moves away from the source. And polluted water is not healthy for humans and animals. This example is intended to show you humans that the water of life, the word emanating from God, should also be drawn from the source where it possesses the greatest power of salvation and purification, that it can indeed still be passed on pure and clear and loses nothing of its invigorating and refreshing strength, but that attention must always be paid to the river as to whether it is protected from contamination, and that it is no effect or only a poor effect if it has been polluted by impure influx, so that the water, which once flowed clear and pure from the source, carries impurities with it, substances which have mixed with the water and can no longer be removed, so that the water has become useless and can no longer claim to be the purest water of life for people. Pure and clear the divine word flows from the fountain of truth. Pure and clear the children receive it who have climbed up to the source to draw the living water from the fountain of life. Pure and clear these children will also pass it on, and all who are of good will gratefully receive it and guard it against contamination. But the deeper it flows down, the more the divine word comes into contact with the people of the deep, the less it is protected, for the people of the deep do not recognize the precious gift and its value. They certainly sometimes try to make usable what has become useless through their own fault, but they can no longer expect the strength of a fresh spring water, no matter how many means they use. They will never be able to speak of the living water, of the life-born, at which those who walk upwards can constantly refresh themselves, at the spring which God Himself has opened up for them. But whoever does not shy away from the path upwards, God Himself calls him and shows him the way to the source of eternal life. Then he will never be without strength, even if his earthly path leads uphill. He will be able to cover it easily because he is constantly strengthened by God Himself through His Word, which he receives directly from Him. Amen.